Kia ora, my name is Josh. I am the singer of Soft Bait, and with me is Patrick.
Kia ora, I'm Patrick, guitarist of Soft Bait. Not with us here is Cam, drummer, and Ezra, the bassist.
And we are here to talk about our new album, Plot Points.
To start off, could you run me through your band history as individuals? How long have you been making music for, and what groups were you in before you started Soft Bait?
Yeah, sure. Myself, Patrick speaking, I, from kind of age 15, played in a band in Dunedin called Taking the Fall, which was like a pretty screamo emo band, which actually at the time kind of had some like success, like touring with Blindspot and The Bleeders when they came through, and with Smoke Free Rock Quest. And then following that, when I went to university and moved up to Wellington, I met Ezra Simons, who is the bassist of Soft Bait, and we formed a band called Red Sky Blues. And we performed as Red Sky Blues for, I don't know, about 6 years in Wellington, and recorded a couple of EPs, and then re-released an album 2015, and then I left the following year, 2016, to move overseas. Yeah, so that's kind of my history before coming back and then starting Soft Bait.
I was playing in bands in high school, and I met the drummer Cameron. At high school, was looking to form a new band that was called Ostrander Aardvark. We played kind of real high intensity, punk, mathy, high energy stuff. So we did that for a few years together, and it was just like really easy writing together. We parted ways when we both started studying, and stayed in touch. And then pretty much 8 years later, met him for a drink, and we were both keen to start playing music again together, which is when I met Patrick, and we just started jamming together.
Yeah, so I moved back from living overseas end of 2019, and I hadn't been playing music in a band for those 3 years, and so I had a bunch of kind of material that I had been playing around with and writing whilst I was overseas, and when I came back it was kind of a big goal to try and make that happen again. So it was really trying to find the people who had the time and energy to take on a new project, and I met Josh early 2020, and we just started jamming, and Josh had kind of done a similar thing where he hadn't been in a band for a number of years and had been getting into poetry, right? And
More like interested in like lyrical stuff more than writing music elements.
Yeah, so when we kind of got together, there was like quite quickly this kind of melodic structures that I had been playing around with kind of quickly took form, and kind of the songs, really kind of came together.
Talk to me about the recording process. Where and who are you working with?
Yeah, so it was in the basement of or garage of Peter Riddell's home, which he's kind of converted into a small studio space. And it felt like a really nice place to start this project because, you know, obviously A, we didn't have the funds to go into a big studio, but like B, just to like, we hadn't played live shows, we had all these ideas, and so it was just kind of like, felt like a comfortable space and no real high stress situation to come up with or put them down, you know?
It was kind of good because he came, he took the role of a producer as well. So the songs weren't finalized when we started recording them. And we're all on the same page. So it was real nice to have the first kind of jam through, play through the songs, and then we could sit down and talk about it. How we wanted the songs to come across and how we could build on them, what we needed to add in and what we needed to take away as well. So it was a real nice natural development.
Yeah, it was also quite interesting as well because we came in and we did 3 or 4 days in which we live tracked all the songs. Which was mainly to get all the drum takes and some of the bass takes, and then the following week we went into another lockdown and so I think it was honestly 6 months before we could get back into the studio.
Got spread out. We knew the drum parts.
So it was kind of interesting because we had this the bones of the record there, but it also gave us a little bit of time to sit on it, and I remember just through that lockdown going over different synth parts and different melodies and my guitar parts, and really gave us kind of some room to come back and come in with a bit more of a fresh approach.
Let's start on the tracks now, starting with the opening track on the record, Legs. Was there a reason you picked this one out to start the record off with?
It's one of those things where the album, the songs were recorded independently, but we'd sat with them for quite a long time, kind of working the flow of the album, and that one just really stuck out. Just this one rhythmic beat, for the whole song. I think it's a nice entry point into the album.
Introduction to it.
Yeah, it's quite funny. That song we actually wrote within the day of recording the album. So it's funny, it's the first track.
Yeah.
The second track on the album, Big, was the first single that you ever released. How did you pick this out to be your debut track?
It was the first song we actually fully completed together. We found that, like, I guess, like, lyrically, with the kind of Are You Feeling Lucky Yet and Make My Day, something like that people could, like, remember. And I guess it is the most poppiest sort of post-punk song on the album.
The reason we chose it is because it was high in, like, really high energy, and it's like quite a short song, and we just kind of want to make a little bit of splash with our sound. And yeah. I think the album has more than what that song delivers, but as a single, I think it really kind of cut through, and I think that was why we put it out first. Yeah, just short and punchy number. Guitar parts of the song, actually, I wrote in like 2015, 2016, which was kind of when we were writing new Red Sky Blues stuff. And so it's kind of just had stuck around for that long. And it was just incredible to bring an idea that had been floating around for so long. And then when I played it with Josh and he kind of came back with some lyrics, it just like brought such an interesting take on it that was totally different to how I thought had it in my head. And it was just, yeah, really exciting, that kind of mix.
I'd been watching a lot of kind of like weird mysteries and conspiracy, unsolved mysteries and conspiracy theory documentaries, and took that idea. And then when it comes to people like online with like algorithms and stuff, kind of constructing their own reality and narrative, it's like whether you read like an article or something, it's just because it's there in the written kind of word, people kind of take that as like the pure truth. So constructing their own realities from it. And that's when things can get out of hand and a bit ridiculous. We'll be right back.
There's two tracks back-to-back on Plot Points that feature Louisa Nicklin. How did you get looped in with her?
Yeah, since moving to Auckland, I just met Louisa through friends. I just really, really love her music, and I think she's a really talented writer and vocalist, and so it was just thought the kind of the way Josh sings, I just like could picture that her voice would be a really nice match with that. And so honestly just reached out one day and she was just like super keen to come in. She just absolutely smashed it, you know. She just like walked in for an afternoon session and just like was super professional, you know. She
definitely like elevated what they were like sounding like before with just me singing in it, and then getting to sing with her was super exciting.
How old are you now? Like dust into gold, spitting and pissing in places, praying our mothers will not know. I hear a weep from a humble abode. The damage is done. Panthers fought in snakes, convictions of a fool. Listen, how old are you now?
Almost like lullaby in the verses, at least, element to it, where it kind of quietens down and you're sitting on the same note, a bit like same idea as Legs, before it drops into just insane loudness. So just more like finishing off where it drifts in and drifts out of the whole piece.
Yeah, I think that sums it up nicely. Yeah, it felt nice ending on like this really intimate moment as well, especially the performances. The vocals are really forward but quite quiet. That obviously gets pretty contrast with some really heavy guitars. It's that repetitiveness that and chose the album as well. It was nice.
I love you more every day I wait. Every day I waste, I love you more. Every day I waste, every day I waste, I love you more. Every day I waste, every day I waste. Slip away from me.